mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were just talking to Mark in Nevada, and he raised a point that I was aware of. And you see Ridge, again, that time I saw him on C-SPAN 3 years ago, before he was even had gotten statutory power through Congress, had already set up Homeland Security. It's now Michael Chertoff, whose cousin writes hit pieces about the 9/11 truth movement. He's your new Homeland Security guy. But Ridge said, yeah, the terrorists are going to attack the food, they're going to attack the water, they're going to attack the bridges, they're going to attack the schools, everything will be under Homeland Security. You'll all have national ID cards through your driver's license. You'll all be rated as to what type of citizens you are. And the government will decide this off all these private databases that are even full of corrupt material, even if they don't put fraudulent info in, which we know they do. And yeah, I have seen the new report. The terrorists are going to attack the baby food, the baby formula. They're so evil, they want to kill your babies. Now, what real foreign group would want to attack your babies and ensure you'd come take over their countries? Why would the Arabs want to fly planes into buildings and know that would bring the wrath down on them? Who stands to gain? Qui bono, as the Roman judges would ask thousands of years ago. Look at who stands to gain from all this. And it's just endless fear-mongering. Wristwatches, pins, road almanacs, world almanacs, you're all terrorists. Rubik's Cubes, complaining too much. We're all terrorists. And under infrastructure protection, see, we're all going to have special passes to have jobs anywhere. Now, let's go back to Mark, but first let's get Professor Jane Christensen, who's teaching a course at her college called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and getting good results with it. Professor, what do you think about what he just raised?
Well, Alex, I think he's absolutely right. The terrorists are going to do all those things. They are going to tamper with the food because they're already doing it. They are going to poison the water because they're already doing it. And they're going to put all of our kids on drugs. They've got plans to do that because the real terrorists are the government itself. And they're just laying out our plans when they say the terrorists are going to do it. But these are really the plans that the government, the elites in control, have for us. So all we need to do is read terrorists as elite control grid or globalist, and we know exactly what they have in mind for us.
It's simple. They carry out attacks, then they go, oh, we better take this sector over, and they take it over and hand it over to their private cronies.
That's right.
Mark, comments.
Yes, the only thing that I would offer to punctuate these remarks here is it's not I think that like the baby formula story is an excellent example of how they'll use truths, but it's the way they present the truths that are part of the conditioning. Because, you know, I'm watching this, and the way they report this, I mean, it's like, how could anybody even say this with a straight face? I noticed this, like, when it comes to, like, incidents, so-called incidents at the airport. You know, they'll sit there, and these news anchors will say with a straight face, now, some guy forgot he had nail clippers with him, and so he told the flight attendant he accidentally brought nail clippers with him, and they had the FBI come interrogate him for a couple hours, and they just say it with a straight face like this is normal. And so it's like a conditioning process.
No, it is. It's just normalizing. But meanwhile, the border is wide open, and we're releasing convicted felons every day.
So yeah, baby formula. You buy baby formula, you're supporting the terrorists.
Well, it just never ends. I appreciate your call. We're going to break and come back and go to all these other great callers, Carol and Walt and Suzette and Harry and many others. And then I want to get into what our political scientists guessed. If left and right is a false paradigm, which it is, what terms she likes to use to try to explain this to her students. So we'll be back after this quick break. And, of course, we'll also give you the website of Jane T. Christensen on the other side as well. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Don't forget InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.net are updated daily for your perusal. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour. We're talking to Professor Jane T. Christensen. She's a political scientist. And she's teaching higher-level political science courses at North Carolina Wesleyan College. And the name of the course is 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And for the spring 2005 class, and it's popular. They like it. Our students are responding well to it. Let's continue with your calls. It's all interconnected. Let's talk to Carol in Arkansas. Carol, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex, and Professor Christensen, and may your tribe increase. I hope a lot more will start having these sorts of courses available at the college level or even high school level for that matter.
Well, it is being discussed, and there are similar things in courses around the country, but not a course purely about it. I think it's a great idea.
Yes, it is. And you're right, it is about mass control of thinking, and there's a very good book which Professor Christensen may have read by Bertram Russell, written in 1953, The Impact of Science on Man, in which he says, by diet, injection, and injunction, we will be able to control the thinking of the masses of people eventually.
For those that don't believe that, they tried to pass a law last year, and they're trying to pass it again, to forcibly inject every child in England with a vaccine so they, quote, can't be addicted to cocaine, heroin, and nicotine, that permanently creates plaques in the neuroreceptors, the electrochemical processes, but then they also can't be happy off the natural endorphins that those drugs mimic. They're actually openly talking about a chemical lobotomy of sorts, openly. I mean, folks, yeah. You're crazy if you take any of this. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and they're doing it with the mercury in the vaccines, which we know is a neurotoxin. Also, the fluoride in the water or in a lot of other things, your toothpaste and
it's in the whole food chain
stuff.
Now.
Yeah.
It's
right.
In everything.
And
can do is reduce your intake.
Right, and I have my big Berkey. I got some new Millennium Valley, so I don't drink fluoridated water. But anyway, it's in all areas. The monosodium glutamate and aspartame that's deliberately put into food that's been shown to be neurotoxic and cause brain damage. But I think on the subject of your course at your college, if you go back and you talked about Oklahoma City a little bit, they're going to have a meeting there the 19th and 20th. Senator Charles Keyes is putting it on. You're going to have a whole lot of people there.
I was invited to speak, but I can't go to that. But please tell them thank you for offering.
All right. There is a tie-in there because...
Do you have any questions for the guest?
Yeah, it goes on back to Waco in mind manipulation because what they were doing on the national TV at the time was trying to character assassinate the people that were in Waco. And what they were doing with the masses of people in the United States was trying to convince them that these people really didn't have any constitutional rights because they were so weird religiously.
It was a public execution... great points. Professor, any comments?
Well, I'm glad, always glad to tie in Oklahoma City with 9/11. There are so many similarities. And you mentioned the events on the 19th and the 20th. Pat Shannon, who is made the film Murder in the Heartland, has offered to come and meet my 9/11 class. So we're very excited about getting Pat Shannon here to talk about his take on what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Pat's a great guy.
Alex,
yes?
What also about the people that, there was supposed to be some records in Oklahoma City, too, from Waco that they were conveniently disposed of as a result of that.
They transferred them there right before they did that.
But, Alex, you helped to build the memorial church down there at Waco, and are not those people still being held in prison with really no charges against them?
Yeah, they are.
That needs to be brought out, and we don't need to let that die because those people are languishing in prison just like they've been. I mean, they might as well be in Guantanamo.
No, I agree, Carol. Thanks for the call. Let me just comment on everything you've said quickly. Take what Professor Christensen has done. Already, people all over the country are wanting it online. They're wanting to offer it as a course. I came up, and I'm nobody special. I said, we ought to have cities and counties and states throw out the Patriot Act at the local level. People picked up on that idea. Groups found it up in New York to do it. Now over 400 cities and, I don't know, is it five or six states now have done this. Well, the same thing with her course. People should pick up on this, expand on it. You should call for it. At your college, this needs to be done, and it's by you out there being leaders, especially the academics that are listening, that are tired of this false left-right garbage that keeps people in the dark. It's time for you to step up and even expand on what Professor Christensen has done. As far as Waco goes, yes, I came up with the idea and spearheaded the effort to build a memorial church for the Davidians. I'm not a Davidian, but what happened to them was wrong. You don't save the children by killing the children. And they were found not guilty in 94 in San Antonio, but Judge Walter Smith said, I don't care, I'm putting you in jail for 45 years apiece. They've been tortured in jail, you name it. The Supreme Court said, release them. You can't do this. He said, I'm not going to do it. They didn't enforce it. And then in the civil trial, when they sued the feds, Walter Smith sat on that at the federal courthouse in Waco and said, I'm not allowing a jury in this case, just creating new precedent. Professor, comments?
Well, Alex, I want to go back to what you said originally about offering this kind of material to a larger audience. One doesn't have to get involved in a college course to try to study 9/11. I encourage people to form their own study groups. You don't have to go to college to learn the truth about what's going on in this country. This is the format that I'm using, but people can start their own study groups, and that's what I would like to see happen all across this country at the local level. And find, you know, convenient meeting place either in people's homes or even in churches or town halls or wherever. But people need to set up their own study groups, so they're welcome to use the materials, certainly from my website. Your materials are readily available, Alex. This stuff needs to be circulated to a broader audience.
Because if we don't expose who's behind the terror, they're going to keep carrying terror out to get us to go along with their system. Walt in Kansas City. Walt, welcome.
Well, God bless you both. First of all, I want to give you an update. My son came home from Iraq last month, and it felt like the weight of the world entirely lifted off my shoulders. Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say, did he have any reports for you about what's happening there?
No, I'll tell you, my ex-wife read me the riot act, because as soon as George got back in town, he drove down to Arkansas and bought him a 1928 Model A Ford. And she was saying to me, well, we see where you rate, talking to my youngest boy, Joshua. I said, Suzanne, you don't understand. He was over there in the killing field. If this gets his mind off of all of that mess, I'm all for it. If you haven't been there, you just can't understand the stuff that goes through your mind. Anyway, back to my main point. I heard you talking earlier about 911, and as you know, I'm a retired Marine Corps major, Mustanged my way all the way up. And I want you to know all this stuff about 911. Also, I went through the Top Gun program and later became an instructor. Hitting those towers is what we call threading the needle. And that is very hard, extremely hard to do. And again, where's the wreckage of the plane at the Pentagon? Are you really going to use a cell phone on an airplane when you're traveling at 500 miles an hour? Any of the top admirals or generals can order shoot downs, because that was one of my duties later on.
Well, he removed, Dick Cheney had Rumsfeld 3 months before remove the shoot down power from the brass.
Well, I understand that, but also you got to understand, too, that up until I think 86 or 88, pilots could all carry guns on the plane and everybody thought it was great. And then they passed a law that you couldn't do that even. But the actual fact is, now everybody knows, or a lot of people know, that any of the top admirals or generals could give that order, and I know what you just said, but I don't want that to muddy the water, because most people don't know that, but there's only one man who can order a stand down, and he doesn't have a beard and live in a cave in Afghanistan.
I hear you, Walt.
And, you know, all these plane crashes, because being a pilot, I have literally thousands of hours in several different types of aircraft, thousands and thousands of landings and takeoffs from carriers, as well as bases and everything else. Air travel is the safest in the world. Any airplane that falls out of the sky for any reason, I'm going to tell you, is illegitimate. I'm going to tell you that right now. I omitted the Flight 102, I think the Pan Am Lockerbie thing, because I really wasn't up on the conspiracy stuff that they were pulling. Now, I'm not talking about us having a conspiracy. I'm talking about the conspiracy stuff that they were pulling.
I hear you, Walt.
Thank
you.
So when I saw the missiles hit Flight 800,
yeah,
I knew for a fact, having been a pilot, you know, yeah, those are missiles.
Walt, I appreciate your call. Let me get a quick comment from the professor. Professor, any comments?
Well, I've heard what Walt's saying. Certainly heard others say the same thing, that those maneuvers could not have been carried out except by trained pilots. And even trained pilots would have had difficulty. More likely, remote control is what operated those planes on September the 11th.
And these are guys who couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground and would throw fits and jump out of them. I mean, couldn't get a Cessna off the ground, but they can thread the needle.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I'm going to take five more calls, and I want to keep our guest into the next segment and get a little bit into her political philosophy. I'm talking to a professor who's come up with this great course on 9/11 titled 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It's not just to my film. It's so many great pieces of evidence that she's put in the course, and it's waking her students up. We need more professors like her. I've really got to only give the callers a little bit of time now and let our guests comment because we're behind now. Let's go ahead and talk to Suzette in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
The main reason I wanted to call your show today was to thank Professor Christensen and acknowledge her bravery in this environment for what she's doing. I read on your site the other day about the harassment, and my heart went out to her. I actually was like, well, maybe I can get her phone number and call her and thank her. But anyway, that's what I wanted to do.
Thank you very much. I'm a warrior, and so I can stand against the wind.
Well, you know, students, even though, you know, they go through our public schools and everything, they're one of our best assets, and they really do get interested in stuff like that. They eat that stuff up, and if we can get them learning that, that is just awesome.
Young people hate politics because we give them the false system that they instinctively know is a fraud, and it's boring. The truth is very, very exciting, and people know the truth deep down as well. Anything else, Suzette?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something, and this kind of relates to the beginning of the show, Alex. I met you down at PogFest in January, and my husband is an American airline pilot, ex-military Air Force, and he's finally starting to see the light. You know, he was asking you questions, and he'll argue, and he loves George Norrie, so he listens to that a lot. And the other day, he finally admitted to me that his whole life and everything that his whole being is about would have to change for him to believe what really happened. But he's really getting upset with Bush over this border thing, and we've been watching the Minutemen stuff really carefully.
What about Gonzalez being pro-abortion and anti-gun?
You know, he hasn't paid much attention to Gonzalez.
$2.6 trillion budget. Bill Clinton's biggest was $1.8
trillion. Exactly.
That was his conservative.
And he loved Bush, and now he's waking up, and all of a sudden he's, you know. So I just wanted to touch on that, you know, hopefully they're doing such stupid stuff in this nightmare that they're going to really wake up the hardcore. And I'll tell you, if they start taking our guns away, they're really going to wake up people. Because we talk about that all the time, and there's no way.
Well, Suzette, thanks for the call, and I'm glad you're waking your husband up. We'll go back to calls here in a second, but Professor, the globalists are so arrogant now. They do such sloppy jobs, and I guess they've gotten that power sickness, that megalomaniacal craziness that always happens where they think they're invincible, because up in their ivory towers, their yes men may be telling them everything's okay, but everybody I know is waking up.
Well, but they're counting on us to just be cabbages, Alex. I tell my students all the time, don't be cabbages. But the government is counting on us to not wake up, and that's why we've got to. That's why we've got to get the word out and bring people back to life, because they're really counting on us. That's why they're in our faces all the time, because they know people are just sleeping.
Well, you know, we have a national vegetable. I forget what it is. Our national bird, obviously, is the bald eagle, but maybe the national vegetable should be the American people. Maybe that should be the symbol. It's a symbol of an American.
Yeah. Or cabbage, Alex. You know, I like the cabbage.
The cabbage.
Cabbage head, right?
Yeah, the cabbage analogy is ample, is apt. Let's go ahead and talk to Harvey in Florida. Go ahead, Harvey.
Yes, hello again, Alex.
Welcome.
Hello, Professor Christensen.
Hi.
Alex, it seems like they've convinced the American people not to believe their own eyes, their own heart, or their own minds. That's what this is about. They've really created a class of zombies in this country.
Power is telling a big lie that people know is a lie, but they play along with it because they're afraid of the system collapsing.
Well, just like also in this 9/11 debate that you've been talking about so extensively, how come Bush wouldn't admit to a lie detector test in front of the 9/11 commission so the whole world could see he has nothing to hide?
Well, he wouldn't even do it under oath, and they had it in secret.
But if he has nothing to hide, you know how they say, if you have nothing to hide, why would you worry about the FBI coming into your home and looking through your papers or anything? So why wouldn't Bush admit to a lie detector test in front of the American people if
he
has nothing
to hide? Well, that's the thing. They're making everything they do totally dark, around with an iron curtain, and everything we do is supposed to be transparent.
Well, I guess then they're guilty. You know, there is such a thing as truth theorem and a lie detector test. So him and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the whole gang of our fearless leaders should be more than willing to go in front of the American people and tell us the truth or show us that they're lying. What do you think about that, Alan?
Well, there's a better chance of Hades turning into a winter wonderland before that happens.
But very simple. It's painless. Truth theorem is painless, Alex.
Let me get a comment from our guest when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight, we're going to go back to the professor here and just take a few final calls very, very quickly from Tim, David, and Michael. And I mean, I'm going to give each one of you about 60 seconds since I got a bunch of the news I want to cover. Right now is Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Made in America, highest quality water purification systems that are the same price as Indian and Chinese knockoffs that don't even reduce one-tenth of what the Big Berkey system made in America does. They also carry the British-made Big Berkey that is excellent but isn't even as good as the American standard made right here in the United States, the Black Berkey. Debbie, good to have you on with us. It's a great way to take control of our lives every day, to purify our water, to cut out the herbicides, the pesticides, you've got special filters that even take out the fluoride, which there's almost nothing out there that does it. Even reverse osmosis just gets out about around 90%. But your filters do that. Tell folks about a few of the specials and how they get the filters.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Debbie.
Well, they can get the filters by calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go online to our website, which is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled B-E-R-K-E-Y-W-A-T-E-R.com. And if they do call and leave a message on the machine, if they could leave their number twice so that I can be sure to hear it correctly, I will get back with people, Alex. And we do have Alex Jones specials, and I'd love to give those to your listeners. They can get some free products with their Berkey water filters.
Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, the Berkey water filters, if you get them without the lights in the base, then it's $199, and they can either get a Berkey sport bottle or a bottle of potassium iodate, or they can get the movie Sheltering in Place as a free gift, and those are all around a $39 value. If they want to get the Berkey light with the lights in the base, then it's $259, and they can have two free gifts, and they can pick and choose from those items. And, you know, and I can work with people, see what they need and want. We do have the fluoride filters. They're $49 a set. And if they choose to get those instead of one of the free gifts, then they can get those for half price. So I can work with them and see what their needs are and make sure that they take home the very best water system possible for them. And the Berkey Light water filters really do work, Alex. They actually take out the pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites, trimethanes, VOCs, things like that, out to a non-detectable level, which means that they absolutely take out all of it. They don't leave any of it in. And that's something that no other filter has been able to do. We set a new standard in the water purification industry when we developed these new Black Berkey purification elements.
Well, people need to give you a call, and they need to stop procrastinating. It's made in America. It supports this broadcast. It's highest quality. It's what I use. You can also go through InfoWars.com and get it via the secure shopping cart, and that order goes directly to Debbie. Or you can go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gifts you want right there in the comments section. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special. Or call toll-free right now, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. 4438. And Debbie, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to get you on tomorrow in the first hour. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Great lady, great product. Jim Shepherd's company, made right here in America. 888-803-4438. Just got to take control of our lives. I mean, this government, I mean, why you drink their water, I have no idea. I mean, I know so many of you know about the New World Order, but you still drink tap water. And it's just full of so much garbage. I mean, even if you think sodium fluoride is good for you, they admit that the source they get the sodium fluoride from is not pharmacological grade. It is the raw, unpurified stuff that comes out of the aluminum and factories, purification factories, and out of the factories that produce fertilizer. And this has been in mainstream news. It's just full of toxins. I can't believe they just take their toxic waste and dump it in the water. It's like DU. They take the byproduct of these nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons production plants, and they put it into armor and tanks and put it into the munitions and then use it and have our troops breathe it when the Army's own handbook says it's deadly poison, just from the heavy metal effects alone. It's crazy. Okay, going back to the professor. Professor, let's just take three quick final calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Professor.
Hi there.
I wanted to ask you a question about the QAM Corporation and if that's part of your study group. Marvin Bush apparently was on the board of directors or head of this corporation, and security happened to be their main business. And
he was over security at the World Trade Centers and was in New York that day.
Also Washington Dulles and United Airlines.
And did you know that his contract with the towers ended on September 11th?
Yeah, yeah.
The two-year contract. It's all a big joke to these people.
And one final thing. Do you think that the national security apparatus in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, has anything to do with this flu outbreak?
Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from the professor.
Well, I'm not familiar at all with the corporation that he mentioned, but it's certainly an interesting angle I'd like to pursue. And the flu outbreak from Oak Ridge, I don't know whether they're in the business of spreading flu virus or not, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, we know the government's done it before. That's admitted. Let's go ahead. And, again, that's in the new film, by the way. Just a few minutes of the film is Marvin Bush running security that morning. And you find out what the rest of the family was doing that morning. It was all quite interesting. David in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, this is Dave from Illinois.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Last night on Frontline, they had Karl Rove the Architect on.
Oh.
And they showed how he used data mining to find out who was his Republicans. So I thought it was kind of funny how, they're spying on the Republicans, but, of course, they don't care because,
The same company running the main data mining is run by a convicted cocaine dealer.
Yeah.
And another company is run by another computer crime specialist, and the other companies are open CIA fronts. I mean, this is a sick joke, Professor.
Well, this is a crime syndicate, Alex, that's running the country. They hide behind the mask of patriotism and religion and everything else, but basically what we're talking about is a crime syndicate that makes the mafia look like a kindergarten group.
Well, that Frontline show, it's online at the PBS.org site, so that's all I got for you, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Excellent call. Good points. Last call I have time for. Michael, I believe in New York. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, good afternoon again, Alex and Professor. I'd just like to make some comments. What you're saying, for sure, it's a crime syndicate. That's the bottom line. How they operate, controlling our money. And make sure, Professor, that as you're educating your students, make sure you keep them focused that when they keep asking, but why would they want to do that to us? That they're foreigners controlling our money supply, and then they infiltrate our government, and that's how they got away with everything for the last 130 years. For example, in the Constitution, it's treason and punishment of death for anybody tampering with our gold, silver coinage. So all these guys in the Federal Reserve should be swinging from some tree limbs. And then lastly, real quick, first, Alex, I think the national vegetable should be mushrooms because they keep us in the dark, they feed us the BS, and most of the people seem to like it. Now, lastly, Thomas Jefferson warned us that the central bank is an institution the most deadly hostility existing against the principles and form of our constitutional republic. And if the American people allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. God
yeah,
bless.
That was a, which founding father was that?
That was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Of course, he was an Al-Qaeda member, folks. Professor, that's a good way to end it with the calls, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, sure is. A quote from Jefferson is all a good way to end anything.
you talk about trying to get people past the left-right false system. Describe what you talk to your students about. What have you found is an effective way to wake them up?
That's a tough question, Alex. It takes a lot of different angles to wake students up. The one thing that wakes up one student may not wake up another. One of my students that was the most resistant at all to any idea of governmental involvement in 9/11 was recently awakened by one of the films that may have been, I think actually it was one of your films, Alex, where Bush is saying, we will not tolerate conspiracy theories.
Concerning 9/11, yeah.
Yeah, and that was one thing, certainly wasn't the thing that I would think would wake anybody up, but it certainly did. And so it's...
Well, you can see the guilt. I mean, he looks like a fox that's been caught with chicken feathers sticking out of his mouth.
He does, Alex, and the most telling moment I think for Bush is when the films of where he went on the morning of 9/11 when he's sitting in Booker Elementary School and Andrew Card comes in and whispers in his ear that the second tower has been hit by a plane, and we see a commander in chief that is totally out of control continue to sit there in that classroom, I believe it was for 26 additional minutes, and do absolutely nothing.
And then he said he first learned while sitting out there, but then there was the Times of London photos of him watching the first tower smoking in the green room.
Yeah, Alex, they probably were on closed-circuit TV in the presidential limousine, is my guess, when he saw the first plane hit.
Which didn't come out till months later that the French brothers had gotten it on tape.
That's right. But, of course, there was nothing to keep the government from getting it on tape and broadcasting it live to the president, which is what must have happened.
Well, it's just all too incredible. The point is we catch them lying, new lies for old. It just goes on and on and on. Do you think we're going to see more terrorist attacks that will be blamed on fictitious, foggy enemies?
Well, there was an article today, Al-Qaeda, that is predicting that the next terrorist attack is coming, and it's going to be with... WMD, weapons of mass destruction. So I guess the Al-CIA that is planning terrorist attacks on the U.S. using weapons of mass destruction. They're preparing us psychologically for this eventuality.
But if we just give up all our rights and leave the borders open, we'll be safe.
That's right.
And let them corporate loot. You know, trillions is missing from the Pentagon. People that don't get why they want to do this, it's so they can do whatever they want, folks. And then if you question them, you must be with Al-Qaeda. I just hope people don't want to just turn their whole country over to these globalists. And I do think people are waking up. They wake up, but then they don't take action. That's the big problem.
Well, Alex, students ask me all the time, what can we do? What can we do? And a lot of people don't know how to take action. And so what I tell students when they ask what they can do is basically to move their mouth. You know, they first of all must be informed, and then secondly, they've got to tell other people. So I tell students, you've got to talk. You've got to move your mouth and talk to other people. Even if it's your mother, you've got to keep telling people.
You do. We've just got to keep exposing this crime before the criminals carry out more crime. Professor, fire out the web contact for your website one more time.
It's Jay Christensen, J-C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, at ncwc.edu. That's North Carolina Wesleyan College. Once you get to the college website, you can click on my homepage. Or you can probably just type in Jane T. Christensen, and it should come up.
Or just type in 9/11 The Road to Tyranny College Course, and it'll pop up.
Okay.
All right. Well, Professor, thank you so much for spending the last hour and 40 minutes with us, and I really appreciate the fine work you've done, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's been an honor to be here.
No, it's been an honor to have you. Take care.
Bye now.
Well, that's exciting, and again, that's just one more person out there fighting and telling the truth and getting involved. Let me now, just as fast as possible, run through some more of the news that is so vitally important. The government, through one of its controlled labs, has mailed out over 5,000 vials of a superflu that killed 4 million people in the 1950s that was extinct, and is now saying, oh goodness, it may spread. And clearly this is so they can later release it, if they so choose, that plausible deniability, and then go bust some lab worker where it was mailed and say they did it. Now, that's the MO that I see involved with that report. And we have over 100 microbiologists that have died in mysterious circumstances. Mainstream news will say like 70-something, but it's way, 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 way over that. Talking about economic news, U.S. monthly trade gap widened to $61 billion. The U.S. trade deficit widened to a record $61 billion in February, up $2.5 billion from January's upward raised $5.85 billion deficit, according to the Bureau of Economic Statistics. You always get these a month late. And it always gets record each month. It never goes down. The rise is partly because of the rebound in crude oil prices. Crude oil has now dropped down to $50 a barrel, but the prices are still exploding. And the IMF is now out spouting the peak oil line. There's no oil. Just give up all of your rights, and we'll take good care of you. Inter Milan match ends in chaos. Angry fans throw flares on to the field and injured one of the goalkeepers. They threw dozens and dozens, just 30 flares, onto the penalty area below them, as well as bottles. They had to cancel the game. These people go to prison for this, these hoodlums, hooligans as they're called. And they do it all over Europe. Here it's over football and baseball, and the cops go out and then shoot innocent, you know, young ladies, even when people aren't rioting. But in this case, they will get so excited and so angry over a soccer game, but they can't get upset about losing their freedom. See, they use these gladiatorial diversions to misplace and misdirect our normal, natural tribal feelings to defend ourselves. But that should be over defending against real threats. That's where this aggression is built into us, not to go discharge it into meaningless sports. I'm not saying sports are bad, but when it becomes a religion, it becomes pure warfare, it becomes a major problem. Don't worry, the feds and other private scientific groups are saying that cloned milk and meat is nutritious and delicious. It's almost the same. University of Connecticut researchers say they found no problems with meat and milk from cloned animals. So government-funded study at the university. It says it's nutritious. The study by UConn researchers say the meat and milk are essentially identical, that form animals that reproduce normally. The study is published in today's issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So look for those to be coming onto the market. Rumsfeld has met with his new Iraqi puppet security chiefs, and so that tyranny is continuing. Big article here out of the Associated Press, Citizen Spy High, School to Pay Student Informants for Tips on Campus Crime. And they redefine it here like it's a good thing. A high school is looking for a few good snitches using revenue from its candy and soda sales. Model High School plans to pay up to $100 for information about thefts and drug or gun possession on campus. That's in road to tyranny. They're doing that here in Austin 5 years ago. They give them little tattletale cards, $250, bonuses if you turn in family members. There's a high premium on turning in mommy and daddy. We always said this was bad in America, but now, just like national ID cards, government tells us it's good. As American as mom and apple pie.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm just going to tell the audience what's on my mind. I had two great guests on today and took a lot of your calls, and I have to speed over the guests, speed over the callers, because I try to put so much in. And I may have to kind of change formats. I'm thinking some days I may not even take calls, or maybe a 10-minute period. Some days I'll just say, we're taking calls now, maybe 10 minutes each hour, and then we give each caller a minute. And some days we'll take pure calls and let you talk as long as you want. Because I got a stack of news here I didn't get to. It's giant! I don't know. What do you think's best? Email me at chips@infowars.com and tell me what you what format you think's most informative. I mean, look at this. I could spend an hour on this. Clinton finds his surrogate family, Boston Globe. He's basically now a member of the Bush family. They vacation together. They love each other. This isn't new. George Bush protected him, blocked Dan Burton's committee. They've been dealing cocaine together since Mena, Arkansas, the 12 years Clinton was governor. Hundreds of millions a week through that state alone. I mean, that's admitted. It was all staged. George Bush is out Clintoning Clinton. Conservatives can't even... I mean, I could talk for an hour about this. 304 U.S. soldiers ordered killed by Pentagon in Iraq every time they would threaten to expose torture and murder. Fits with the intel I've got. Don't have time to cover it. Wisconsin residents seek legalized cat hunting. AP, it's the environmentalists. They call cats an invasive species, want them killed. They want to make it something you hunt. This is insane. Everything's an invasive species. The honeybee's an invasive species. Everything. I'm so sick of this. I could talk for an hour about this. And I don't like cats compared to dogs. I mean, it's one thing to trap wild cats and euthanize them if you have to, but no, start hunting them. And it says if your cat is off a leash, they're going to kill it. Even in the towns, you're going to be... Folks, this is how insane it is. I mean, I'm just sick of it. And I don't know where to start or end or anywhere. Number one show in the country is Desperate Housewives. Basically a pervert show where it shows these women going after young men. That's what our country's turned into. The big article in New York Daily News, this is the York Daily Record, about this high-powered lawyer who's going after the government over national ID cards and all the comments he made, police raiding the wrong home. I got three of these articles, tasering old ladies, torturing, kidnapping people's families in Iraq to make them turn themselves in. I mean, it's just massive stacks of it, massive, gigantic, burgeoning articles here that I wanted to try to cover, but we're out of time. I mean, I'm hurrying so much, I only spent about 60 seconds last hour promoting my new video. I got to promote the new video because it's the best work out there to expose the New World Order, and it's what funds this operation. It's a great video. On DVD, 3 hours. On VHS, 2 hours, 35 minutes. Covers the police state, 9/11 like no other film out there. It's my best work. Again, I cannot stress that enough. Then it gets into the occult elite and the order of death and the Bush Nazi Schwarzenegger connection. And then it's such an important film. We got discounts on it where you can get them as low as $14 a piece when you buy them in bulk. Or just get one copy and make copies, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership monthly and yearly. Watch it right now. Download copies of it. Burn it on CDs right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Look, there's so much corruption and evil. I just can't give any of it justice. I can't show you the connections. I can't go over all the facts. I can't write enough articles about all this. There's just not enough time in the day. Just open looting of everything, total corruption, total evil, and a bunch of sappy people in the population believing whatever the daily propaganda is. Stop being conned. Stop being ripped off. If you love your children out there, police, government, the globalists will release bioweapons and your children will die too. We got to stop these people. God bless you all. Terrible.